I'll never forget the moment that the robots first started emerging from the basement of Shea Stadium, and you just had these creatures coming towards you out of the mist, out of nowhere.
That's Alison Pugh, former Director of Programming and Public Relations for Creative Time. She remembers the day that Survival Research Laboratory's 30-foot robots came to Shea Stadium.
I was sitting in the front row of the audience on the ground in the water, and suddenly there was a huge crash and one of the machines ran into one of the light poles and it came crashing down. I knew that it wasn't part of the performance, and I knew that that represented, you know, an aspect of real danger. And I just thought, this is incredible. This is an incredible thing to witness and an incredible event to happen.
Survival Research Laboratories was founded by Mark Pauline in 1978, years before BattleBots or Robot Wars. SRL puts science and technology typically employed for practical and often militaristic purposes to new use. In the performance here at Shea, the robots tore each other limb from limb and acted out various anarchic scenarios. In addition to being a mesmerizing display, the show, entitled Misfortunes of Desire, acted out at an imaginary location symbolizing everything worth having, was also a social commentary on cultural violence, sports, war, and demolition derbies.
And I think that it's hugely significant now. When I look at images of the war that we're in now, you know, these are haunting images that are so referential to the things that we experienced then and continue to experience.